Sitter Snippet Series is generally sponsored by the Saka family. Ba'al Yalav Rav Forman for a Fush Lim Adasa Racha Baschana Golda. We finished the Amida, and we have been learning about the Pasuk that we say after from Tehillim. Yud Tes, Yulu Ratzonim Refive, Gilni Bila Fanecha, Hashem Tzuriva Goali. We conclude our Amida with a Pasuk. May the words of my mouth and thoughts of my heart, Hashem, may they be acceptable before you. And we declare, we describe Hashem as our rock and as our redeemer. That Pasuk, Yulu Ratzon, is at the end of the Amida, or the introduction to what comes after the Amida? When you finish on Mevarach HaZamay Yisrael B'Shalom, have you finished the Amida? Or are you not done until you say that Pasuk? So last time we spoke about, should the Chazan, who says Chazaras HaShat, say Yulu Ratzon? Should he say it out loud, take 3 steps back? We spoke about it. But what about the individual, the Yachid? Is Yulu Ratzon part of the Amida proper or not? Clearly, according to the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, Siman Kuf Chav Beis, it is part of the Amida proper. How do we know that? Because if you hear Kaddish or Kedusha or Baruch Hu between HaMavarach HaZamay Yisrael B'Shalom Yilu Ratzon, you are not allowed to answer. It is the same law, the same rule as if you were in the middle of the Amida. So following the Bracha of Shalom, if you've not yet said Yilu Ratzon, it is the same status as being in the middle of the Amida, and you cannot answer even to one of these most significant things. However, from the beginning of Elokai Netzur, if you say Yilu Ratzon, now that last paragraph that we say, Elokai Netzur, now you are permitted to respond. Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, or Modim, those 4 things you can respond as if you were in the middle of Birchos Kriya Shema. Why? Because Yilu Ratzon has wrapped up the Amida. Technically, the Amida is concluded. Elokai Netzor, we add, like the Gemara Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph tells us, just like Rabbi Akiva and others added on, extended, offered their own individual, personal, we too do. But technically, the Amida is over with Yilu Ratzon, and therefore, in Elokai Netzor, you could and should answer if you are over here in Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, or Modim. What about if you're in the middle of Elokai Netzor and you hear Chazar Sashatz? What about not necessarily the big 4, Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, or Modim? What if you're just hearing a bracha? Can you answer Amen? Can you answer Baruch Hu, Baruch Shmo? And the answer is no. You cannot answer those until you recite the second Yulu Ratzon. The second Yulu Ratzon that comes at the end of Elokai Netzor, that signifies the complete completion. Now you're entirely done, and then you can answer Amen, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shmo, even before you're 3 steps back. So if you finish the Amida, and you said Yulu Ratzon, and now in the middle of Elokai Netzor, you can answer Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, or Modim. Now you see you're ready to take your 3 steps back, and somebody is standing there. And therefore, you're not supposed to step into their Dalet Amos. You're not supposed to step into their area because it could distract them. It's unfair because the Shechinah has found their different reasons which are offered. So what do you do? So by saying the second Yulu Ratzon, now you could answer not only Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, and Modim. Now by answering the second, or by saying the second Yulu Ratzon, now you can answer any Bracha or Baruch Hu, Baruch Shmo. Now you've completed the entire Amida, not only the central part of the Amida, even its extension, and through the second Yulu Ratzon, you now have license to be able to answer anything else as well. Now, this pasuk, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Mishnah Berurah writes on that Sifan Shulchan Aruch, Zemekuf Chav Beis, Yom Yulu Ratzon, Kasa Beseder Hayom Yulu Ratzon, Umesugo Lakam Inyanim. This sentence, Yulu Ratzon, is a big skula for those who are looking for big segulas. Big skulas, parnasa, good health, shaduchim. People looking for big skulas. You know what a big skula is? Concentrating and saying it what you mean when you say Yulu Ratzon. Mishnah Berurah says, Humasuga lakam in yonim, tchiloso yud, visofo yud, tevosov yud, viyud yudin, viyeshbo membez osios. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, what's so special about it? He brings from the Seder Ayom that this pasuk has a lot of power. Why? It has 10 words, 10 letters yud, begins and ends with a yud, and has 42 letters representing the 42-letter name of Hashem. And that apparently is a rare combination. 10, 10, 10, 10, yud at the beginning, yud at the end, 42 letters in total, the name of Hashem. V'sodo, sod gadol. L'chein tzarech l'omar benachas, u'lechavinu mol harbe l'kabot tfilaso, v'lo yashuv reikam. Therefore, a person should not, you might feel like I'm at the finish line, the end of the Amida. I can mumble, I can say it while I'm taking 3 steps, I can let my mind finally wander, says the Mishnah Berurah, sodo sod gadol. This is a significant and powerful one pasuk. Concentrate, Be present and mindful. Focus on what you're saying. Say it benachas. Say it slowly. Don't be rushed. And then if you do, lo yashuv reikam, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a skula that you will not be answered empty. And then the Mishmura quotes the Chayadam, but we'll pick up with it next time. But clearly the significance, even though it's the end of the Amidah, and even though we say it twice, beginning and end of a paragraph, it's easy to overlook it. It packs a powerful punch. Don't neglect this particular ratzon at the end of the Amidah.